thank you very much. Going to change gears a little bit. So I'd like to talk to you probably for more than a few minutes. I'll go as fast as I can about enrolling and graduating underrepresented students at the University of Illinois, and especially focusing on the role of what we call PAP, the President's Awards Program. In my tradition, I'm going to show you quite a few numbers, so bear with me. At first, I'd like to remind you that the President's Awards Program was started in 1985 by President Eikenberry. In the first year of the program, that year there were 110 students that were enrolled. Now there is over 1,000 students joining the program each year at the university. So it has been a great increase, a great growth. The students can be underrepresented minorities. They can also be students from what we call low-standing counties, from which we get very few applicants at the university, and also students for whom the family income is below the poverty line. And we've had over 18,000 PAP students enrolled since 1985. Before I continue, I want to make the point that even though PAP is a significant program, it is far from being the only program which is focused on recruiting primarily underrepresented students at the University of Illinois. Not only recruiting, but mentoring, retaining, and graduating students. Each campus has a number of recruiting and support programs. Many of those are focused on CPS and Chicago area schools. I just want to mention a few very quickly. The Principal Scholars Program is run out of the Urbana campus, and it works with students and their parents and teachers in high school to really prepare disadvantaged students for college. The UIC College Prep Charter High School already has existed for a few years and has a strong record of preparing students for college. At the Urbana campus, the Illinois Promise program provides financial support, financial aid, and intensive mentoring for students from families with low income. Has been very successful. And finally, at UIS, the Necessary Steps Mentoring Program helps first-generation students transition to university life. So in terms of our record in recruiting underrepresented students at the University of Illinois, we've had a number of successes, and you will see this in the numbers that I'm going to present to you. You'll also see that the progress has been somewhat uneven. There are some areas where we're doing better than others, and there's a lot of work that still remains to be done in those areas. There's a number of obstacles, and some of those were mentioned this morning by Chancellor Ellen Mears. The pool of students who are college ready is relatively small, and as I mentioned this morning, the competition for these students is ferocious. So here's some numbers in terms of enrollment, and I'm going to go quickly through the three campuses. And this is a 20-year snapshot from 1993 to 2012. And you can see that, so this is for the Urbana campus in terms of underrepresented students, primarily African-Americans and Hispanics students. There was a growth in 28% in the enrollment during these 20 years. During that time, I'm not going to read all the numbers on these slides. There's a lot, and if you have questions, I'll be happy to answer them. So let me focus on the important things. During that time of 28% growth in underrepresented student enrollment, the domestic enrollment on the campus grew only 7%. Another way to look at it is that domestic enrollment on the campus grew by 1,886 students during these 20 years, and out of these, 911 were underrepresented students. So underrepresented students represent almost half of the growth in domestic students at the campus, which is much greater than the proportion of underrepresented students. So